Hey girl, welcome to the Hustlin' Mama podcast, where we're all about making your dreams a reality. My name's Emily, and each week I'll be bringing you powerful motivation to help you tackle your goals in health, business, and motherhood. We are all about having fun, keeping it real, owning our struggles, and creating a life we freaking love. So let's lean in together and let's freaking do this. Oh my goodness. Hi, how are you? This is Emily. I am the host of the Hustlin' Mama podcast, and holy crap, it has been a hot minute since I have hopped on this mic. I think I was looking at the podcast yesterday, and the last time I recorded was in April. If you're listening to this real time, it is the end of August, so it's been at least 4 months since I've been on here, and honestly, it feels like a lot longer because a lot has changed in my world in the past 4 months, and in like the best way possible. So if you follow me on social media, then you know I kind of switched up my schedule a little bit for the summer because I wanted to be able to spend more time with my son and like spend our days at the pool and just do all of the fun summer things. And we have just been living it up. So what my schedule was like beforehand was that he was at a family member's in the morning for a couple of hours while I worked my day job. He would come home, take a nap. I would do client work in the afternoon, and then we would do our thing after he woke up from his nap. And that worked pretty well for like transitioning from, I think, my corporate job to this working part-time and running my own business. Just having that structure was really helpful as a stepping stone. And then moving into the summer, we switched it up. So he was home with me pretty much every day except for one day a week in the morning. And we would, like, I'd work for a couple hours in the morning, and then we would go do, like, go to the pool, go to the zoo, go to the park, do whatever it is we wanted to do. And then he would go down for his afternoon nap, and I would get some more work done, and we just made it work. And it was a big adjustment. Like, the first month or two felt really freaking hard to find a balance, to find a flow and a routine that felt really good and worked really well for us. But I'm feeling like now at the end of August, we have our flow down, and we've just really been enjoying summer. I'm hoping we can keep this schedule going for as long as possible. Again, if you don't follow me on social media, you don't know, but I am now pregnant. At the time of recording this podcast, I am 24 weeks and a day. So I think that's about 5-ish months. I'm not great at math. So maybe 6-ish months. Don't quote me on the math. Quick math is not my thing, but I am pregnant. We are having a little baby girl. So Garrett is going to have a little sister, and he is going to be the most amazing big brother. I already know. It's just so freaking wild how much can change in just a few months. We are just kind of rolling with it. Some days I have more energy than others, so I'm just doing the best that I can to show up in the ways that I am able to, and it looks different each day. So I really wish that I could come on here and like give you a set schedule of when new episodes are going to come out and tell you like I have this big like plan and vision for the podcast, but honestly, we are just making it work whenever we can. And sometimes that might mean that there's a little bit of a break between episodes, because if you're a fellow mama, you know, finding time when the house is quiet, especially if you have a kid home with you all day long, is so hard. So the fact that I am able to jump on the mic today is just making me so happy, because things have just been like balls in the wall with work and clients and mom life and trying to like see friends and family and all that stuff, that I just feel like we haven't had a moment where I could just like sit in the quiet. So this morning when I was like, oh, I'm gonna have a little bit of time, like I've got to jump on the mic, especially because I've been getting this question a lot lately that I want to talk with you about today. And I just really felt like I needed to share it here, because it's kind of, I think it's really powerful to hear other people's stories. So the question I've been getting a lot of is, how did I choose to become a virtual assistant? How did I choose to leave health and wellness coaching and transition into becoming an online virtual assistant and running my own business. Before I became a virtual assistant, I was doing network marketing. I was doing health and wellness coaching. And while I loved it and I still do the workouts and I find like a lot of joy in taking care of my health and wellness, I just felt like it wasn't what I was meant to do long term, if that makes sense. Like, I think I really wanted it to be what I was going to do long term. But in the reality, it just isn't what I was called to do. And the way that I came into virtual assistant work, it just blows my mind every time I talk about it. Like, that the power of suggestion, the power of surrounding yourself with the right people. But I will just jump into the story and kind of tell you the background of how I decided to start this business and how it's been going for the past almost year, which is just crazy. It was probably a little bit of background again, just in case you're new here and you don't know. This time last year, I was working a corporate job, like corporate America. I was working my like 9 to 5. I worked at an engineering company. I worked in their marketing department. And I kind of did a mix of when I first started my job there, I was doing event planning and I had worked there for about 5 years. So I was doing planning like trade shows, webinars, seminars, all of that good stuff, which kind of got thrown up in the air a little bit when the pandemic happened in 2020 because a lot of our events got canceled. So I kind of transitioned from planning a lot of in-person events to planning a lot of virtual events and running webinars and taking care of social media and finding alternate ways to generate leads virtually. And then when events came back after the pandemic kind of slowed down and things started to go back to normal, I realized like I do not want to be planning these in-person events. Like, it was fine before I had a kid, and then as a mom I was just like I didn't want to be traveling, and just planning the events in general didn't light me up. I am not an engineer by trade. I am not technical at all. It didn't ignite that fire in me. So I transitioned my role into a marketing specialist role, and it was more of helping out with like marketing admin type stuff, like updating documents, keeping projects organized and flowing in the right direction, dealing with social media content, newsletter content, things like that. And that felt a little bit more aligned, but there was just still a lot of stuff going on with like hiring for my role and training, and then hiring again, and then my one of my coworkers left, and then my old boss left, and it was just like it was a lot. And after my boss left at my old job, I kind of knew like I need to find something else. Like, I was just like in a place where I was bringing so much stress home and it wasn't good. Like, work was stressful, home was stressful because I was bringing that stress home. And I knew it wasn't my long-term vision to like progress in the corporate world. I knew that when I graduated college that I didn't want to work a desk job, that I didn't want to be doing the standard 9-to-5 thing my whole life. I was just feeling like I needed to do something that was going to bring home an income. And I had a marketing degree, and everybody graduated college and then they got their corporate job. So I was just like, you know, doing the thing, checking the boxes and hoping that I would find my way into doing what felt right. So doing towards the end of last year, it was probably November, September timeframe, where I realized like, I cannot keep doing this because I am just unhappy. Like, I'm not, not that my company was great, nothing against my company at all. It was amazing. The benefits were amazing. The people were amazing. It was just the work didn't light me up. And with it getting really busy this time last year, it was just kind of that moment. Like, maybe you've had that moment too where you're like, oh shit, like, this was good enough while it was good enough, and now it is no longer good enough, and I cannot keep doing this. So I started looking for other options, and I knew like I didn't want to leave my corporate job just to go to another corporate job. I wanted to do something that was more aligned. So I had been applying for a lot of marketing roles, and I was looking for something more part-time so I could be home with my son more and then also grow a business, which at the time I thought was going to be health and wellness coaching. I really was trying to find something that would suit my schedule to do both. And I was having, I was having a really hard time because what I wanted, I think because it was so specific and I had so many people telling me, like, you're asking for too much. Like, you are never going to find a job that's going to give you everything you want. Like, you need to kind of compromise on some of the things that you're asking for so that you can get hired somewhere. And I was just like, no. Like, I just felt it, like, my whole body. I was like, no, I felt like I had been compromising for so long that I was like, I can't do it anymore. Like, I have to do what I want to do. Like, there's, like, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Like, I will find the right thing for me. And I just fully believed that I would find what was right for me. And I remember I went to an event, Empower Her Live. It's so good. There's actually one coming up in a couple weeks in Denver. So if you're looking for a personal development event that is just going to light the fire under your butt, make you realize what's possible, and just get you in a good headspace, I highly recommend it. I know it's kind of last minute because it's in like 3 weeks, but if you can make it work, you have got to get in that room. It is so freaking good. But anyway, I went to this event and I just knew, like, my whole focus going into this event was like, I've just got to find a way to leave my job. Like, I have got to figure out what I can do that just feels more aligned, that lights me up, that I don't dread going into every day. Because, you know, if you just don't love the work that you're doing, it's not a fun feeling. No matter how great the culture is, no matter how great the community is, if the work doesn't light you up, it's just, you're not going to enjoy it. So that was really my intention going into this conference, was I've got to find a way to make it possible for me to be home more and do what I want to do. So we went to this event. I had so many eye-opening moments. Like, I can't even put them into words still a year later. It was just mind-blowing to see what people were accomplishing, how you can get out of your own way, how, like, the struggle is part of the process, and that there are just so many different ways to go about getting what you want out of life. Really, I think those were my biggest takeaways. And I just remember coming home, I still had no idea what I was going to do to get myself out of the situation that I was in, that I was just so unhappy in. And I remember I was on a Zoom call with one of my girlfriends. We'll do like morning accountability calls and like get a workout in or get some work done or do whatever on Zoom. And I just remember typing in the chat box one morning, like, guys, I'm really like having a hard time. I'm trying to apply for these jobs. I can't find what I want. I need something that I can do from home, that I can have my son home with me, and that's flexible, and like gave them everything I was looking for. I was like, do you have any ideas? Because I am like really struggling. And one of them said, shout out to Ashley Pellerin, because like literally this changed my life. She just said, you know, you would be such a good VA. And I was just like mind blown. I was like, oh my gosh, how have I never freaking thought of this? So I like got off the call. I looked it up and was like, what exactly does a virtual assistant do? Because I knew I had heard of it, but I didn't really know like the ins and outs of what they did and like what you could offer, how much money you could make and all that good stuff. So I like jumped on Google, looked it up, and I was like, just everything clicked. I was like, I know how to do all of this stuff. Like, I've done it in my corporate job. I've done it for my side hustles. Like, I can do pretty much like any of these virtual assistant tasks that were listed on like a sheet that I found. And I just kind of dove in. I was registering my business for my health and wellness coaching, like through the Ohio Department of whatever, Treasury. I don't even know what it's called, but I went online, like made it official business name. And at the same time, I was like, you know what? I'm on here already. I'm on the website. Like, why not just register for a virtual assistant business as well? If I do nothing with it, it was like $50. It's a tax write-off. Whatever. No worries. So I registered for two businesses at once. totally thinking I was going to like make this health and wellness coaching business. I was going to start like something big. And then I realized like I started digging into virtual assistant stuff more. And that is just what was really exciting me at the moment. And I don't know if you know a lot about human design, but I've been learning about my human design a little bit more. And it's been really interesting. I definitely recommend checking it out. I will link a website in the show notes that you can use. It is just eye-opening to see like how you create energy in your body, how you make decisions, what types of things kind of light you up or can drain you, and how to know if you're like not in alignment with your true self. And it's really cool. So I will link that in the show notes for you if you want to check it out. But so my energy type, I'm a generator. And what that means is basically like I just have a ton of energy naturally, which is accurate. But the key here is that I have energy when I'm doing things that light me up. And if I'm doing something that doesn't light me up, I'm going to be tired. I'm going to be unmotivated. And I mean, it just feels really spot on for me. So I was just like in this phase of like virtual assistant work is lighting me up right now. That is what I'm going to follow because that means like I'm on the right path. So I kind of put all of my health and wellness coaching stuff to the side that I was thinking I was going to turn into this business. And I found like a checklist online that was like how to start your own virtual assistant business. And I like, if you know me, your girl loves a good freaking checklist. So I just like started going down the checklist and doing the things that was on there. And it just really came, like honestly, it just came together so naturally that it was the reassurance that I needed of this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And through that process, I also started working my part-time job, which was also exactly what I was looking for. And had I settled for something else, I never would have found it. So it was kind of like the perfect combination of not giving up, not being afraid to not settle. I don't know if that's like the proper way to say that, but like not being afraid to ask for what I wanted and not backing down when it felt like I was never going to find it. Because I promise what you are looking for is out there. You just have to keep asking different people, asking the right questions, putting yourself out there, telling people what you're looking for, and you will find it. I promise. Please do not give up and please do not feel like you have to settle for good enough. Because quite honestly, good enough is not good enough. If it is what you want, it is what you need to go after because it's on your heart for a reason and you deserve it. You deserve to have it. You deserve to work your booty off and get it. Just good things are coming your way. I know it and I can feel it. And also, don't be afraid to get in rooms and like connect with people and ask people for advice. Trust me, I know it is so easy to keep to yourself, to think that you have to do it all alone and that you can't ask questions because it makes you dumb. You could just Google it and figure it out yourself, which sure, you could Google it and figure it out yourself, but somebody might have a different perspective and asking them for advice doesn't make you weak. It doesn't make you stupid. It just might open up your eyes to something you never would have considered. It could totally change your life. And I know it did for me. And I'm forever grateful. Like I am definitely the person who will tend to try to figure things out on their own. And I'm just so glad I didn't. And definitely one other top tip that I have for you is just to get in the freaking room, whether it's an in-person event, whether it's a virtual community. My confidence coach, Jess, I've had her on the podcast before. She has an amazing, amazing sisterhood of women. It's virtual. We do monthly workshops. We do morning clubs, like accountability Zoom calls on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We do virtual coffee chats. We do business chats if you're a business owner. It's just a really cool space to be yourself, talk about what you're going through, ask for help, ask for accountability, and just really lean on and connect to other growth-minded women. That is where I really connected with a couple of people who helped me through this VA journey who are also virtual assistants and were able to help me get started and answer questions that I had about different areas of my business that aren't strong suits of mine, like finances, for instance, are not my strong suit, but they were able to give me tips, to give me book recommendations, and just all of the things that like I would have been too afraid to ask somebody else. So getting in rooms like that, maybe it's not the sisterhood, but I'll link it in the show notes if you want to check it out, but maybe it's something else. Those rooms are just so freaking powerful. You will be amazed that if you start surrounding yourself with people who have big goals, who have big ideas, who aren't afraid to admit that they want to improve their life in some way, just how much your life can improve just by being around those people, whether it's because you need accountability, you need help with something, or you just need some good energy in your life. So really, truly, what I hope you take away from me sharing my story of how I decided to start my virtual assistant business and really like take the leap and leave corporate America is just to freaking ask for what you want, ask for the help that you need, speak up, which I know, trust me, is scary. I still struggle with speaking up, and I'm the one over here like preaching to you that you need to speak up. It is freaking hard to ask for what you want and to speak your mind and to do all of the things, but you are worth it and your goals are worth it and you get to have what you want. You just have to ask for it. You just have to put in the work to get it. But it is out there for you and it is waiting for you. And I guarantee you it is coming your way if you're willing to do the dang thing and make it happen. So I hope that this episode was helpful for you. If it was, please, please, please share it with a fellow girlfriend. Share it on your social media and tag me. Let me know you listened. I hope that you have a great day and I will chat with you next time. But until then, keep on hustling.